This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm passing your house. I'm stopped outside your house.
Okay.
You come outside.
Yep.
I point at your porch and say, Pumpkin. Just normal initiating conversation. Pumpkin.
Great.
Just say yes.
What's the issue?
Just say yes.
I basically did.
I'm not talking about you. You did. No. I'm sorry. I'm talking about your next door neighbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm thinking, I don't know
you,
if I used the word yes.
No, you said uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was great. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that even better than yes. That's even more exciting for me.
Right.
I get to the next house. They get their phone out. It's like, I'm trying to have a conversation with you. You don't need to talk to someone else.
When yeah,
I
you don't need
at your porch.
What are you going to call the pumpkin?
And say Pumpkin or Big
he
Pumpkin.
He ain't gonna answer, sweetie.
Yes. Just
or she.
A yes is fine. Uh-huh.
They're not gonna answer, honey.
That's
no
right.
No need
is
to
really
call
nice.
The pumpkin.
That's right is very affirming for me as I'm opening myself up.
What I said, and I'm remembering more clearly, I said uh-huh, and I said uh-huh, Big Pumpkin.
Yes, that's right. And I said Big Pumpkin.
Yeah. So that's so crazy because my neighbors, I'm not super close with them. I mean, I'm physically close to them.
Yeah.
We have a shared
bathroom.
I wouldn't call it a driveway. Yeah.
I wouldn't either. It's a bathroom.
Yeah, we have a shared bathroom. But I do sometimes.
Why would you even think about?
Well, I keep my cars in there. I mean, I keep my cars in the bathroom.
Okay.
But I've never had a big problem with them, but that's disappointing. Obviously, that they took out their phone when you were saying pumpkin. What do you want me to do from here? Because like I sent them the letter that you wrote. Exactly as you instructed, with no return address, no anything else.
I got no response directly to, I mean, I guess I wouldn't because there's no return address.
No, there was no way for them to respond, but I put it in. I wrote on the envelope, "You're going to die." And then I gave them the letter and the drawings of them in various states of dismemberment. And I sort of walked into where I said, "Hey, I just found this with your address on it. It was, you know, it was up the block."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do the thing you asked me to say that a clown inside the sewer handed me this because I did feel like was gonna.
So that's why.
They might not read it.
Really? You wouldn't read that if someone told you that?
I would, but I also wouldn't have been in this situation at all.
You're
I
totally right. Said, uh-huh, there's absolutely no way to anticipate their behavior, given that instead of saying "uh-huh, Big Pumpkin," they
took
their
out their
phone out and make multiple
and
calls. Speaking of making call, I call my guest. Ring, ring. Hello, it's
hello.
Lou.
Can you answer, Lou?
My
please,
guest, my
the phone.
Hello,
welcome to the show. The show's calling. Is anybody there? I hope we're not interrupting.
Lou Wilson speaking.
Will Lucen.
Lou.
I like Will Lucen. I don't hate that.
Will Lucen.
We love having a guest. That's,
I call Will Lucen. I call Will Lucen when I have a tough jar to open.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've got those. I got those big meat. Oh, I will loosen. I will loosen
meaty
that
paws.
Jar.
Yeah.
That took me a second. That took me a half second, but I got there.
I go, Lou. God, I really want an olive. Hello, Will Lucen.
Lou.
Yes.
What's up?
You know.
Everything. Tell me everything.
Lou, leave out a thing. We don't have anything else to say. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, you know, hey, guys, this weekend has been a really exciting one for me. I went to Disneyland.
I don't want to hear about the weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, last week
I
want to
hear
really...
about the work week.
Yes, oh, the work. Please. Your we get business. Down to business on this yes. show.
Of course. You know, hey, man, we're hustling these days. Hey. We're in these streets. Hey, it doesn't dude. Stop. You know, I'm announcing
what
for
streets?
Jimmy Kimmel most days, and then the rest
Hollywood
of the days.
Hollywood Boulevard. Like, that's what streets.
On Hollywood Boulevard, me and the Spider-Man, me and the Wonder Woman, me and this one guy who wears a Zorro outfit with a really loose shirt that you're like, somebody should stop this man.
That's a real sword. People don't know that, but
people don't know. People don't know.
No one really wants to inquire about it, but I have seen it. It is a real sword, and I understand why nobody asks.
No, and it's
no.
He will kill everyone
if you get if you get the correct answer, the true answer, which is that it's real. Like, then what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Like, there's no way to proceed.
No, you. I think everyone just lives in that kind of Schrodinger's cat space where we don't. Mm-hmm. If we find out it's a real sword, you die.
I think it's real. Yeah, if it's. You know, there's still a slight possibility that it's not real. So for me to not know, I can just kind of walk on and end
you,
my exactly. life.
You, like the cat, are simultaneously both alive and dead before you ask about the real sword.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. That's fun for you. Yeah, you say,
that's good.
And what do you say?
I say, live from Hollywood. It's Jimmy Kimmel Live. I do it, and I do it well.
Should probably really be a little... A little okay. So you
is Jimmy okay?
Yeah, is he okay?
Yeah, like, he's hanging
is
in
he
there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I think he's doing okay. He's doing all right.
Okay. Sometimes he seems
pandemic
really upset.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pandemic be crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. So crazy.
I think he's hanging in there. I think he's having a good time. I think he likes, you know,
that's
as long
if anyone
as,
that's can. Awesome. But yeah.
Yeah, but. You know, as long as there's a show to host with his name on it, I think he'll be there. Except for the 3 months of the summer when he's not there and a bunch of other people host the show. But apart from that, he'll be there.
I wanted to ask about that. May I host the show?
You wanna host? Just you want one of the guest slots?
You just said there's like 3 months where basically
three
nobody's
whole months,
hosting it.
Multiple weeks, lots of days.
May I host the show?
You want one? You know, hey, let me
not one. Sorry.
Just how many? Just, how many
you said there the were show. 3 months where it's
there's
open.
There's 3 whole months. Yeah,
and I feel like this rotating carousel of clowns that you bring in. Just there's no consistency.
Yep.
There's no way to ever feel the sort of. Comfort of a friendly face who we've grown accustomed to at all. I think we should have a permanent guest host during those 3 months.
And are you putting yourself? Is this the moment where you are saying
may
that you, Sean?
He's asking. He's being very nice and kind.
May I host the show?
I mean, do I think it's an amazing idea? Do I absolutely love it? Do I want to scream live from Hollywood? It's Sean Clements live. Of course I do. Of course I do. There's nothing I want more in the world. But you know, I'll have to go talk
obsessed.
To the. And I'll have to go talk to the powers that be. You know, I have to
will
go
you
talk
loosen?
To Bob Chapek.
Yeah,
and we need to.
Can you loosen
Ben Stein, who I hear still has profound influence over Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, he has so much money. To him.
Have we thought about this before? Bob Chapek signs my Bob paycheck.
Wow, that's really nice.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Da Vinci like clue. Like
yes.
Wait a minute.
standing under the Sistine Chapel. Stop.
I like a version of Robert Langdon that says, "Shut up, I'm thinking."
Shut the fuck up. Like, shut the fuck up.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Wait, shut up. Everyone shut up. Can you shut up for a fucking second? I'm thinking. I'm like figuring out something complicated here, okay? Can you shut up? It's my paycheck. He signs the paycheck. Hey, Lorne, this is Robert Langdon if he says shut up. Thanks so much for having me back to audition after what happened last time.
I mean, you'd be on in but a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
I promise I'm not going to throw up or cry. Hand me the codex. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm doing the codex. You can see I'm doing it. Like, what do you think? Like, Jesus.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, Carl and I pick out his Halloween costume. On the pro version, the boys participate in the first annual Celebrity Podcasters Golf Outing, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Lou at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, "You sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now." And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys. rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood
Handbook. Lou?
Yeah?
And there's this other stuff too, isn't it? I don't quite understand it, but...
Yeah, I'm also a professional Dungeons & Dragons player. And
the
I
master of yes. House Dungeon.
Yes, yes. Lord of House Dungeon.
This stuff
Dungeon.
Is so crazy. What is happening?
What's going on in these big dungeons?
Because it's something else, right? It's not even like the normal thing.
It can be. It's just we'll layer a bunch of stuff on top of it. So it's like, it's not just we're like elves running around.
It's in space.
Shooting orcs. Yeah, we'll go to
it's
space.
It's something crazy, huh? It's different.
It's crazy. We'll do it in New York City. We'll be wizards and witches.
I don't know.
In New York City.
I don't know about this. I got to do it. I got to get a piece of it. Obviously.
Modern day New York.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I've killed a mutant Santa Claus in modern day New York.
In the M&M store?
I have to do this.
I murdered a mutant Santa Claus with lightning from the subway in the M&M store under the giant yellow M&M.
Think that
he
this
watched.
Is my life, and this is now what's expected of me.
Yeah, this is what I do. This is part of my life.
All right.
Yep.
If you say so.
What?
If this is what people are doing.
If this is how we get clicks or whatever the fuck we need, Kevin knows all that stuff. But yeah, let's do it. So let's do the Dungeon game.
You want to play right now?
And we have to say who our guys are. Is that yeah. is that who we start?
Do you make me a guy or am I guy? I have to bring my own guy.
Theoretically, I would do months of work leading up to this moment involving world building and preparation and a bunch of other stuff. We can't just go. But yeah, you need a guy and you need to decide what his name is and, what his skills are. But we could do like a stripped down version, where maybe it's more closer to you and.
My guy is a stripped down virgin. So
stripped down virgin. Okay.
Yes. So that's exactly what you picked. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Great.
My guy is a fully nude virgin.
Okay. Great.
He is. You say skills?
Yeah. He needs skills.
Okay.
Well, my guy's probably Marshall Mathers then.
Okay,
we're just talking about skills.
So does that mean he's Eminem before he's Eminem, or is it Eminem with all of Eminem's skills now?
I don't really know what the game, like, I don't really understand how the thing works. I'm just kind of going off, like, anything you say, I'm just immediately bouncing off it.
Okay,
I'll be totally honest, I'm panicking. Yeah. Like,
okay, great.
I'm scrambling to catch up.
We've got two characters, all right? We've got a...
Yes.
A stripped down virgin. We've got a naked virgin, and we got Marshall Mathers. Great. That's a hot start. I can already see this party coming.
Marshall Mathers is probably looking at my guy and doing that thing where he's like, "Hey, I'm not
I'm not into that shit. But it's like a joke now, I guess, when he does that. He used to do it for real, but now it's like he's joking around. He's
kidding. But yeah. You just talked about like murdering a mutant in the M&M store, and then I said I'm Marshall Mathers, whose name is M&M, and I just feel like it's gonna feel like I'm being pretty lazy.
My brain
just can't.
Well, hey, Marshall Mathers is a great name. You don't have to be Eminem. You could just be Marshall Mathers and
I
have
think
other...
I want. I think
it's
I
not the same.
Really
it's two
like
different
that,
people.
Lou.
Okay, you just want to be named Marshall
Mathers.
Well,
there's
three
different people, actually, because they're mm-hmm. Slim Shady as well, which is when he's being really nasty.
Okay, so we got a stripped-down version, and we got mm-hmm. Marshall Mathers. The mm-hmm. next thing... you have to decide is your class. So you can be a barbarian, or you can be okay. a wizard, or you can
science
be
class.
Sorry?
Science class.
You want to be a science class?
That just seems where I get to do the most fun experiment.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I guess I had some problems in science class. I was mm-hmm. actually getting beat up in school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. one of your classes would be...
That happened to me as well. They made me take a shower. You know, that emergency shower in science class?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The teacher and students would be like, okay, time for this kid. They didn't even know my name.
Did you say teachers, plural? Multiple teachers?
You were
teachers.
The virgin.
Yes, the teachers and the students. I went to a really good school where every class had five teachers.
Okay, this is backstory for your character. Okay.
Sure. Right. We can use this. Yeah. And so,
okay.
And so I would effectively, I mean, it just made sense. It then, like, I was famously a virgin at the time. Mm-hmm. And it would just make sense for me to show up to science class pre nude.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going in the shower. Like, I don't want to get.
They probably put me in the shower.
My dockers all wet.
One thing I know about my school experience is that, well, the thing I remember saying is peed on beyond free lunch, then change school every 3 months. So I got peed on, so I'd probably be in the science shower, you know?
Yeah, 100%. So, okay, so we have science class, and then did you pick a class, Marshall Mathers, yet?
Oh, am I not in the same class as
you can
Hayes?
Be, you can be in science class.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't
be
because I'd be changing schools.
Yeah, because of all the piss.
Right. Can I just be at recess?
Okay,
recess
cool.
Recess class.
So we've got okay,
recess
great.
Class.
And so we can kind of extrapolate that out to some skills for science and some skills for recess. You're more of a martial kind of physical guy. You know, you can hit a playground ball really hard or climb a jungle gym.
Hey, you know what I say? Whatever happened to catching a good old-fashioned passionate ass whooping and getting your shoes, coat, and your hat tucked in? You know what I mean? Like, that's how it used to be when I was out at recess.
Yeah, why did he want that?
What? Why did Marshall Mathers want that?
Yeah, why does he want that to happen?
He's saying what happened to it.
He's just asking questions about what happened.
Going,
he's not
my recollection is this used to happen.
Okay.
So I'm walking around. I think what happened to it in his experience probably is, well, you grew up and became very famous.
Mm-hmm.
It probably still is happening somewhere.
Right. What happened to getting a passionate ass whooping?
Getting your shoes, coat, and your hat took it.
And this is what it is?
I mean, this is what it can be, all
I
right? It is,
fucking believe
it is,
this is
so much
life.
More. Hey,
I can't believe we have to do this.
I mean, again, you don't have to. I'm not, I don't know. You
oh,
you,
Lou.
It would
unfortunately,
that
you're
were
wrong.
True. Yeah, it's really,
you
we
could
don't
not
have
be more
choice.
Mistaken. I'm seeing you do this. All these other people are doing this.
People are like, oh my gosh, I like that they do
breaking
this.
Off
I'm
a
going,
big...
are you fucking kidding me? What about sure. what I do? They're going, no.
Well, hey, we're going to get you guys on board. I think I have everything
from
I
far
need to
away,
jump.
Too. I just hear them from a very far distance. Being
just
like,
yelling at you.
No. from so far.
If seeing as in real life, this is your guys' quest, I'm happy to jump in to the adventure now.
Okay, so and this is how we talk.
This is how we talk.
We just can do normal stuff. We have to say it like it's like something weird.
Yeah, kind of a little bit. Yeah, it helps. It helps. It just, it's kind of what we're all doing. And then, so the thing you need to know, and for those of you at home that can't see, I'm assuming you guys don't have a bunch of polyhedral dice just kind of hanging out with you, like nearby your station and workstations at all times.
Wow. Look at all
you guys have a bunch
of
these? You have a bunch of this?
I have a little device right here that I can spin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll...
I can spin this. Just
yeah, we can use that.
This guy has kind of little crazy eyes. I don't want to say crazy. These are interesting, at least, eyes.
Yeah.
And I can spin him when I want to just like do something interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm. Well, I'll, if there comes a moment where we need a child's toy to be spun, I'll let you know. Sean, do you have anything close?
Hang on. Oh.
Okay. Great. All right. That's a knife. And that is also useful.
I have a blade.
Sean's famous line is, "That's not a knife." Oh, wait. Yes, it is.
Kind of like a Nouveau Crocodile Dundee sort of situation.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Wait. Let me see. Oh, wait.
Please
allow
me to apologize. On closer inspection, that is a knife.
100%.
I think I was so ready to dismiss it as not a knife. And isn't this a lesson? Don't we do this, not just in this situation, but with other things where, you know, we come in with these preconceived notions of what someone's going to present us with. Mm. And we don't take the time to really investigate and think about it. So let me offer you my hand in apology. Put the knife down first, please. And let's shake together.
What's my guy? My guy doesn't have a name. Kevin, can you give my guy a name, please?
Name the Genghis. Virgin, please.
Genghis?
Yeah.
Genghis. Okay.
Genghis.
Great. So, because you guys don't have
Genghis Khan,
I'll be rolling dice for you, and I'll let you know the result. I promise I won't cheat. I'm not.
You roll them all. You take that big box. You turn upside down. Go everywhere.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, baby. No,
wow.
What if it's Genghis Khan, but it's spelled like the Khan Film Festival
or James Khan?
James Khan.
Jameis Khan.
So this is the adventure of Genghis Khan and Marshall Mathers. Great.
Okay. All right. And then it says different stories on it.
What? Oh,
the dice. It says different stories.
No, it has. So it has different numbers, and so we'll roll it, and based on
those
the number
things that, loaded, my man.
No. Hey,
I have no way to check it.
I stake my whole honor, all right, as a D&D player and my place in the D&D society on these being honest dice, all right?
One sec, Lou. Hey, they can weight these things. Mm-hmm. What they do is they preload the dice with unevenly distributed weight so it lands on the number that's to their advantage.
I knew it.
So that's something they can do.
Of course, I'm getting hosed.
You can get completely hosed by this. You're playing in what you think is a fair game.
Wow.
Of Dungeon Man. And instead, what it ends up being is you're getting hosed.
And just when I was learning to trust people.
Okay, Lou.
Nobody's getting hosed.
I guess I've got no choice.
Hey, exactly. I've got you between a rock and a hard place.
I did get hosed. So actually, my character did get hosed in science class.
Okay, so this is, and that's another time where they took you, they said the shower's not working, so they took you outside.
Yeah, they said this shower is somehow not getting the job done.
Mm-hmm. They take you into the bathroom. I got beat up in the bathroom by a kid named D'Angelo Bailey as part one of the stories that I tell in some of my songs.
Wow.
Wonder if it was his real name.
Wow.
Something to think about.
Yeah, we'll hold that in our hearts. Okay. That's I think we're ready to begin the adventure. A clear, starlit night. The moon hangs high in the sky as we descend over a forest of evergreen pine trees. We find ourselves upon a road, a gentle road, a lonely road that cuts through this this beautiful forest, coming upon a small
town. Are we outside?
This is just narration. This is just set up. We haven't met you guys yet. We're gonna get there. But you'll be inside the tavern.
Can't do taverns. Yeah. There's already a tavern. It's a magic what? One. Yeah, there's already there's a magic one.
There's a magic tavern.
What about an old-fashioned speakeasy?
Okay, great. We could do that. Cutting through the gentle road, cutting through the forest, comes upon a barber shop.
Oh.
But what to most people would think is a barber shop. But going in, there's no barber.
It's secret. It's fake.
Secret barber shop.
There's a mirror, and if you press the shaving cream down,
I like this.
The mirror slides open, and there's
password. Cool.
What's password?
What do I say? What's password?
Tiger blood.
Tiger blood winning.
Of course, walking down the stairs, you come to a door with one of those like slidey holes, and the guy opens it and he says password, and you say tiger blood.
I like that. Hayes and Lou, you can work on this with us too.
It should be
something you ask for at the barbershop, like you want like a special like,
want like a high and tight.
I'm here for the secret perm.
The secret perm.
One secret perm, please.
How about the password is chicken perm?
Chicken perm shop.
Chicken. So of course the door slides open. You utter the secret phrase. I'd like one chicken. I'd like a chicken perm. Ka-chum, ka-chum. Door opens.
Oh wow. Crazy door.
Created by the warm, sweet scents of mulled wine and hot cider as we enter this speakeasy. And over in the corner, we find
enjoying beer for me, please.
A beer and
mulled beer.
And whatever Marshall Mathers is drinking.
A rotten peach.
sipping a beer and a rotten peach sitting in the corner are our two heroes, Marshall Mathers and Genghis Khan, like the film festival.
Oh, you know what? You know what I actually sip on? Oh, Bacardi Dark.
Sipping a Bacardi Dark.
I'm having a mulled Molson.
And a mulled Molson, a spiced Molson, a mulled Molson are our two heroes.
Bacardi Dark is how I used to make the party start.
Can you describe your characters for us? Marshall, naked. What do you look like? What's your appearance?
I'm wearing a Detroit Tigers hat.
Okay.
Long t-shirt.
Really long t-shirt.
Great.
No bottoms.
Yeah. I'm. There's bottoms, but you're not going to see them under this t-shirt.
Great, great. And Genghis, naked. I'm assuming you're naked.
Naked man.
Straight up. But that's, in this speakeasy, that's common knowledge. Most people know that you are, you're the stripped down virgin of legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm visibly virginal.
Visibly virginal.
Drag penis.
You, you see that the bartender comes out from around the bar, walks up to your table. Can I get you lads any more drink?
I want to use my same.
And am I talking to him or am I talking to you?
Oh, I am him. I'm the bartender. I'm playing the bartender. We're in the world. We're in it. That's part of it.
Kevin, can you write down the lose in the show?
I'm all the guys. I'm all the guys that aren't you.
What's this one?
This is a bartender.
But what's it like? What's his deal? Like, what's his name?
He's just
what's
a bartender.
He wearing?
You guys are.
You
heroes.
Made me do all this stuff.
Okay. All right. Hey, he's just a fucking bartender. All right. He wears a fucking apron, a blue fucking apron.
Okay.
All right?
Great.
Hey, blue
that's,
apron.
That's all I'm asking.
All right. He's wearing a blue apron and a white T-shirt and gray khaki pants, and his hair is orange. And he looks at you and he says, "Do you want another fucking drink?" Okay.
That's all I was asking.
Great.
That's
great.
Really nice. That's a really nice character. Now I feel like I actually understand what's happening.
Just
and we're all
like an even playing field where it's not like one person's doing a fucking shit ton of work, me, and everyone else is just kind of relaxing through the whole show.
All right. You know, that's fine.
The answer is yes. I would like another drink. I brought a hydro flask. Please put my Molson in the flask. If you need to measure it, you don't need to fill it up all the way. I understand that's like more than a normal serving of Molson, but it's got residual spices in there that I would like to not go to waste.
Okay, so this is going to be our first skill check, because that's not normally how they would do things at a bar, right? So you need to make
persuasion. Yes, I said I know that. It's a larger vessel.
Yes.
Than normal for a serving of beer. I understand that. You don't have to tell me it's how you normally do things.
Okay, so now I'm going to step out of the character and become Lou again. So I'm going to roll a dice because we need to see how you do on persuading this bartender.
Where'd he go?
Who? The bartender?
Where'd Lou go? You said it's you.
Well, I play all the characters and the world.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, so I didn't go anywhere. I'm here. I am the
okay. Great. I know. But where's he?
I'm right here. Hey guys, I feel like we're starting to fight, and I don't want to fight. All right, I want to have a fun time playing D&D because you guys have to.
I thought
to,
it's part
because
of
everyone's
it
screaming
is
no
fight.
You.
Don't they fight in D&D?
You, I mean, we'll fight. We'll fight, but it'll be.
You're
like
saying you're
now
killing
we have to do
like
this, and they're not
mutant.
Even allowed to fight anymore.
No, you guys will fight. We'll have a fight. Yeah. We'll get to a fight.
Yeah.
This country.
Okay.
What is happening to this country? They're
Hayes
not even allowed to fight.
It's literally.
This persuasion check. Oh, okay. So you rolled a natural 20. That's the best you can do. Mm-hmm. That's a critical success. And so immediately you see the bartender looks at you and he says, oh, Genghis, of course. Anything for the legendary.
Fill up the whole hydro flask.
Hey, for you, buddy? Hey, why don't you not have sex? And you see he grabs the flask, takes it behind the bar, and proceeds
That's awesome.
Fill it all the way up.
That fucking kicks ass. Holy shit.
Marshall, I'm going to have you make a perception check. So that's just, you're kind of looking around the room, kind of taking things in. And you got a 3, which isn't very good. But you feel eyes on you.
You gave me a 3. I didn't
give you a 3. I rolled the dice and it was
a
3.
That sucks shit.
Yeah, you rolled the dice and that fucking it turned out to be a 3. So you rolled a 3. If I roll the dice, who knows what happens? Maybe I get a big natural 20.
Maybe. I mean, you know, right now Hayes has got the big natural 20s, all right? You have a 3.
Natural.
And you feel eyes are on you in the room, but you can't tell where they're coming from.
Okay. They're somebody's head. I mean.
Yeah.
Right? But probably with this crazy shit. This is probably.
No, that's what I'm realizing is that.
On their nipple or some insane thing.
Coming out of their damn ass cheeks. No, I mean, that's where the eyes could be in this, because everything's so messed up now. And this is what we have to do. We used to do a show where people's eyes were in their head.
No.
And for a long time, I think it worked pretty well, you'll agree.
Ass cheek.
I'm going to make a perception check for Genghis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 13 for Genghis. Wow. Genghis, you see that across the bar, there's a guy who's on like a table on all fours, kind of with his ass pointed toward you.
Wow. Okay. And I'm like, what's up?
He's on the other side of the bar.
He's looking at us.
Okay. And I doff my cap.
So let me ask.
So I guess I'm not fully nude. I am wearing a Toronto
a
Blue Jays cap.
To doff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up, Sean?
If you had rolled if you had done a good job rolling my number. And you like really did it, would I have been able to see where the eyes were coming from?
You would have.
That's
I saw it.
So cool. I think I'm starting to like the dungeon game.
And
because I'm trying to see. So it's like, you're going to look around, and if you roll a high number, it's like, you see what you're looking for. And if you don't, you're like, I can't fucking see jack shit.
That's, yeah.
But
that's,
I can tell him.
You can't tell him, of course, Genghis.
That's in the rules.
Yes, you. That is allowed. That is
okay.
Allowed.
Marshall would like to talk to Genghis, please. Yes.
Don't look now, Marsh. This fool's got eyeballs in his damn ass cheek, and he's pointing tushy vision straight at yours truly.
Oh my.
Wow, this rocks. I get to be whoever I want.
Marshall, is there anything you want to do? You now see that there's the guy on all fours with his ass pointed at you guys from across the speakeasy.
I would probably battle him.
Sorry?
I would battle
initiate
him.
Battle.
Oh, I would initiate a battle.
So you're just going to run, and does Marshall have a weapon? Or?
Yeah.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
Rap battle.
His flow.
Okay, so you're going to...
That's what he's saying.
All right, Kevin. So you're going to spit...
You're with Marshall.
At the ass man?
Yeah.
Great. You see you stand up to spit at the ass man. You see the ass man hops off the table. He stands on his hands and his... you see kind of like Voltron, his feet go from being above his head to kind of sliding down, and where like the gap in his pants kind of opens up like a mouth, like his cheeks, like his cheeks can talk. And he says, I hated all of your most recent albums, and we'll go ahead and roll initiative. So that's going to determine who goes first in combat.
In the rap battle. Okay.
In the rap battle. So this is for the ass man. He got a 15. This is for Marshall. He got a 5. This is for Genghis. Genghis also got a 15. And because Genghis is naked, he's more... You're tied, but... You're naked and more dexterous than the ass man, so you'll go first. And so we slow down combat so that everyone can kind of make turns and choices in this kind of heated moment of the beginning of the rap battle. Genghis, what do you want to do at the beginning of this rap battle? You see your friend standing up, pants, shirt long, hat low, ready to spit bars at this ass man.
I throw this man out the window. I said guess that's why they call it window pane.
Okay, great. You're gonna make an opposed athletics check. I'm going to roll both dice. You'll be this one. He'll be that one.
Can I just do it? Can I just do it?
No.
Can I please just do it? We just rolled. We did this.
We have to keep rolling. That's part of the game. Rolling is essential.
Can I just do one thing? Can I please just do this one thing? It's really important to me.
Hey, I know, and I have high hopes you're gonna do it, but we have to roll the dice. It's part of the game.
Okay, just say that you can say whatever you want that it rolls.
You got a 19, and he got a 12, so you succeed. You throw him out of the.
I wish it didn't have to be such a ordeal every single time, but I guess.
Well,
this would be nice if I could just do one thing that I want to do. Then we don't have
It gives it stakes. It makes it so you can't throw him out of the window every time.
I didn't say every time. I just wanted to do it this one time.
He asked if he could do it, and he asked pretty nicely.
Well,
I guess I don't have a voice in this because I.
Because you got a five.
Somehow rolled a five.
Well,
So
you toss ass man out the window. He says. You say that's why
I guess that's why they call it window pane.
He says, "Oh, that sounds like some shit lyrics from your boy over there." He is gonna
you say toss, my lyrics aren't good.
I think so. You toss him out the window, doing 5 points of damage as he goes. You see that kind of there are cuts along his kind of assy. The cheeks kind of get streaked with blood as he goes through the window. You see that he's going to come. He's going to climb back in the window and run and punch Marshall. Excuse me. He has a knife. He's going to pull out a knife and he's going to run and try and stab Marshall.
Wow.
That's a crit. He's going to do double damage.
He killed him.
And on your turn, you'll get to use your knife. On your turn, you'll get to use your knife.
Oh, I was going to rap.
Okay. That's 14 points of damage. You see, he runs and absolutely guts you, Marshall. He guts you. He stabs you deep in your stomach and goes, "You should have responded to Stan." And he turns it hard. You only have one HP left. You're on death's door, but it is your turn.
So do I roll again or anything? Do I roll well, what one do you want to do? Something first?
Well, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Yeah, you could do
I want to spit Jenkins hot fire.
Okay, yeah. All right, spit hot fire.
I respond to this guy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm gonna use this spell.
He's getting ready.
What are you gonna do?
There's a spell called Vicious Mockery in the game, and so you're gonna spit your bars, and then he's gonna make a wisdom saving throw, and if he fails, your bars will do max damage, and if not, your bars will do some damage, but not as much.
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, so he's gonna resist. He only got an 8. So your bars do max damage.
Clown ass.
What's Marshall's hot bars that he's spitting at the ass man?
Okay, hang on. There's several different levels of devil worship in horses' heads, human sacrifices, cannibals, candles, and exorcism, animals having sex with them, camels, mammals, and rabbits, but I don't get into that. I kick the habit. I just beat you to death with weapons that eat through the flesh. I'll never eat you unless the fucking meat looks fresh. I got a lion in my pocket. I'm lying. I got an iron in my pocket, and baby, I'm just dying to cock him. He's ready for war.
You see, Genghis, as your friend starts to spit, his words turn into, you see, the wind that carries his words turns into little bits of embers that scorch and burn the ass man's face. Hey, man.
Hi, Crawford.
You want to say hi?
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man?
Does he get to be, let's figure out who his guy is.
Yeah, who's his character?
Who do you want to be? Who do you want your character to be? We're playing like a
It's like some kind of imaginary game or something.
It's like a pretend game where you like make up a guy that you're going to be.
It's like there's like wizards and
yeah, or like you could be a ghost.
So who do you want to be?
A ghost. A ghost.
Okay, a ghost. So
nice.
That's lucky.
Oh, that's... okay. Do we... Great, so we got a ghost.
Wow.
Vivian, what do you want to be? She wants to be the dolphin. Okay, so we have a dolphin.
Wow.
Is that okay, Lou?
Yeah, we can make. I make exceptions for children, 100%. You two, I have to hold to a higher standard, but these children can do literally whatever they want.
Yeah, I'll do a very high standard.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah.
I don't know why this pen is in here, but.
And why that pen is in there? Yeah, you made that for me. That was like a pen holder, like a cup you made me with dinosaurs on it. All right, I got to get back to the show, bud. But this outfit looks amazing.
Bye.
So that's what this is. It's just like so crazy to me that this kind of stuff is like so popular. I'll go with it.
Hey, it's real. But we're like, doing it. And yeah, you see that the rap lyrics from Marshall turn into bits of flame that burn Ass Man's face. And you guys kill him. And just in time,
he
dies, and the guy walks over with your hydro flask, Jenkins, and he says, fill her up. Well, I filled her up.
Okay.
I filled her up.
Oops, sorry.
First of all, this
Who
took forever.
Well,
this is the bartender with the gray,
with the
white t-shirt and the gray.
Oh, he's back. I haven't seen this guy.
This took forever.
Well,
moved. Hey, man, I thought you moved.
Hey, you guys started a fight in my speakeasy.
I don't think, is it this guy? I mean, this is one of those bartenders who's like, hey, get out of my bar. It's like, it's probably not your bar, man.
Well, I
you
mean,
just work
I'm,
here.
I'm a manager.
It's not yours, though. you just like, being the manager doesn't mean that you, it's like your bar.
Yeah, well, when I'm managing, I'm the one who's in charge. You guys are being just awful mean to me. I mean,
you're just ultimately you're an employee for the person who owns the bar. So it's like you don't have to be that invested in it.
But the owner always talks about how we're all one family.
You could quiet quit. You should quiet quit.
What is quiet quitting? I've never heard of quiet quitting. I'm a bartender in a speakeasy in a fantasy land.
Okay. All right. It's
anyway,
an odd thing to say.
Well, you're
and
the
so
one
now.
Who's killing-
and so now, I just want to point out now that you want to like do your thing. There's no one has to roll anything. It's
yeah.
Like well, you just get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're just talking. You're
you
just
don't have to roll and get like a sentence like, skill yeah. or some insane shit.
Well, if you want to do something significant, like if you wanted to like make this if you wanted to make this bar
I actually
quiet,
think a conversation between two like human beings making a connection is significant. I mean, I understand that's like not like in this day and age that's very an antiquated concept. But I actually mm-hmm. think it really is significant for two people to make an actual human connection, not on their phones.
Well, you want to make an insight check as to how it's going with the bartender?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
That would be really nice.
You only got a two. You think this conversation's going great. You think you and this guy are getting along really good. You don't think his feelings are hurt. You think, honestly, maybe you should go harder. Maybe he really needs, maybe today's the day he needs to hear what you have to say.
Lou, why don't you roll a number for yourself?
Okay. Oh, I missed.
No kidding.
And that's just fine to do? Okay.
I got a five.
Okay, hang on. Reply. I'm opening up a book to a random page, and then, and then I'm assigning you the fifth word because you rolled a five.
And what am I supposed to do with the word?
Buddy? It's your game, man.
That sounds like something almost like a code that Robert Langdon, who tells people to shut up, would
roll a number. Shut up. Wait, shut up. Hold on.
Shut up. I'm reading something.
Hold on. Reply.
Two, three, four.
I don't.
Okay.
Fuck,
reply.
I don't know.
Shit.
Shit. But yeah.
Bye.
So. You know, I mean, hey, guys, recording I built this stopped. Fantasy world in...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.